Blown Away. Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Our little shop pretty much completely gone in the big shop. It's got quite a bit of damage. The office was the main thing, I guess. It got the roof on it, and that hurt pretty bad. We lost a grain bin on this side. It's over in the field across the road.
Lincoln County farmer David Ogle says considering the devastation tornadoes left behind on his farm and others in southern Lincoln County, they're lucky to be alive. These storms that hit Monday night did take the lives of two people in the area and destroyed at least 25 homes and an elementary school. And while they left a really big mess to clean up, David Ogle is thankful there were no injuries to his family.
I got 9 grandchildren. There was I had 2 in North Carolina that weren't here. The rest of them were pretty much back there at the house or at Joshua's. None of them are hurt. None of our families hurt. I know there were some people hurt west of here, and that's terrible. So all this stuff is really not that important. I feel like we got good insurance.
The Ogles, like many farmers this time of year, are extremely busy trying to plant their crops for the year, but this storm has stopped any planting activity as they work to pick up the pieces, literally. That 8,000 bushel 24-foot grain bin was tossed like a ball and landed 1,000 feet away in a freshly planted cornfield. Several of the farm tractor's windows were blown out, and irrigation rigs were toppled over, including a brand new one wrapped up like a pretzel. Farmers and friends from near and far came to help the Ogles begin clearing the debris the next day, while David helped out another neighbor cut trees off of his house.
This will be a good day for me because my stomach's been hurting anyhow, and that's going to help me. And I told Jim when I got through, he was almost in tears and thanking me. I said, Jim, this done me more good than it did you today. I said, I needed this.
Family, friends, and strangers pulling together after the storms in rural Lincoln County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.